The following recording is offered by the Village Zendo. For more information, please visit villagezendo.org.
I was blown away by the way you all, the Ongo team, were able to put together a wonderful Ongo entry on Zoom. It felt very moving to me, complete with our Shuso's precautions, and then the names of all of us who are endeavoring to practice at this time. So I was just very moved and appreciate it very much. So, of course, this is our first online Ongo. And it's kind of unfamiliar to us. We're so used to physically being in occupying a space and working together. But it is a way, you know, and always if we can look at it from a different perspective, it's a different way for us to practice, a fresh way. And to experience our reality in what's happening in the world today, in the midst of all the suffering that's going on. So we have a chance to experience everything that's going on in our lives and our very lives in a kind of creative, healthful way. Always within the context of our Zen Buddhist practice. And that's why the group of senior students put together such a wonderfully creative and expressive series of workshops and opportunities for all of us. At this time, it's a perfect time because our patterns of living have changed. Our plans have changed. The pandemic and all its requirements, we hardly recognize our lives. And for this reason, I'm really grateful that this is the time for our summer Ongo. It's not the intensive residential retreat that we're used to. But it is the perfect Ongo for right now, for our lives as they are today. You may recall Ongo, you know, people use, throw it around, the expression, but it really has a wonderful meaning. It means peaceful dwelling. And in the Zen Buddhist tradition, twice a year, we stop and say, how can I enter a peaceful dwelling in my own heart? How can I do that? And so we retreat. We go on retreats together and sit and study texts and somehow find a way to express our understanding in kind of a ritual frame. But we can do that in our own homes. And that's amazing. So, in a way, it's much closer to our intimate lives, to our everyday lives that we live. It's a way to learn more about ourselves. So each year we ask a Dharma student who has studied koans, someone who's practiced closely with the teachers for several years, to step forth and serve as our Sangha leader, our Shuso, which literally means our head Dharma student, the one that's running the show. And this year, our Shuso is Karen Echo Walker. Perhaps you got a glimpse of her when she was reading the precautions, but you'll see much more of her over the rest of the Ongo. She has a long history with the Village Zendo. She began her studies in the really early days as we were just beginning. And I recall her joining me on some of my frequent drives up to Yonkers when I was completing my, my koan study with Bernie Roshi. She received Jukai in 1997, so she is truly an old-timer in the Zen world. And she received her Dharma name, Echo, which means wisdom light. And through the years, she has offered her very skillful professional organizational expertise to the Zendo. When we needed help, she would step forward. She moved at a distance from the Zendo, but through the years, in every Ango, she would show up for at least once a Shin. So it's perfect to me that in this really strategically difficult time, that it would be Echo who would step forward and help us to organize. She is an organizational consultant, goodness sakes, working with many high-end businesses. And there she is, willing to serve as our Ango leader, for which I'm so grateful. And you could see from the way we've organized this, we actually have very little to do with it, which is just a dream for an abbot, is that Echo and her team have put together a wonderful Ango experience for all of us. So at the heart of it all, of course, is our Zazen, is our seated mind. And we will have that in our practice. And it will help us to understand how each one of us can help to restore this broken world, the world that we're responsible for, simply by virtue of being part of it. So I see our annual retreats as a way to reconnect to that boundless self. That part of me that's interwoven with everything else. It's as if I can begin to restore my whole self, which is not limited by my skin. So consider this retreat as a healing, a way to recognize our identity and our responsibility, so that we can heal ourselves and serve others. So usually our Ango features a study text of usually Dogen Zenji, the 13th century philosopher monk who established the Soto line of Zen. His writings are deep, and poetic, often challenging. And this year, we're working with his writing about the many forms of expression. It's entitled Painting of a Rice Cake. Its Japanese name is Gabyo. You can find it and download it on our website under Summer Ango. And, you know, of course, on the surface, this piece of 13th century writing and the fact that it's by a philosopher monk, it's not easy to understand. But understanding is not so important. It's very rich. It's something rich to study and think about. Just a few weeks ago here at the Zendo, we had Professor and Dogen scholar Griffith Folk, who is a professor at Sarah Lawrence College. And he offered some thoughts about the piece, and you can review those if you look at our website and listen to him. And a week later, at Upaya Zen Center, there was a Dogen symposium, and a group of us, Kaz Tanahashi, Stephen Hine, another Dogen scholar, Joan Halifax, and myself, spoke about this very facet of Dogen. So I encourage you to also download those discussions and talks. You may find them interesting. So when you read that kind of core text, Painting of a Rice Cake, I encourage you to just enjoy the writing. Don't worry about understanding it. Just enjoy it. It's like an improvisation. It's a creative enterprise. Dogen is playing and interrogating language. Also, for our own benefit, in the way that language plays a role in our lives, this is the perfect time for us to read a 13th century contemplation of language and meaning. As most of us sit in isolation, distanced from others, we receive all our news and information about the world through what we call our trusted sources. Streams of words and images, sounds pour over us. We think we know because we heard something or read something. But then we hear the heartbreaking news of that 30-year-old Texas man who just before he died of COVID-19 said, "I thought it was a hoax. He believed the words and images that he read or saw, and he was killed by them. How many have died through the centuries because of rhetoric, because of spin, because of lies, because of ignorance? All language, all communication has the power to serve us or harm us. To consider the implications of the power of language is a responsibility we all have. Our Zen tradition is known for its caution about words. Be so careful the words that you use and that you take in. And in this fascicle, Dogen is cautioning us not to misunderstand that caution. Because traditionally it means don't pay any attention to the words. They won't satisfy you. But he says, no, they can serve. He writes, "Examine a painted Buddha and examine a painted rice cake. Which is the black stone tortoise and which is the iron staff? Which is form and which is mind? Pursue and investigate this in detail. When you penetrate this matter, the coming and going of birth and death is a painting. The entire universe and the open sky are nothing but painting." He's comparing this symbol of enlightenment, the stone tortoise, you know, that we used to sit on all the desks of the calligraphers. It was a symbol of enlightenment. And he compares that to a staff that an ordinary seeker would carry. We symbolically have decided to enter Ango, and each of us symbolically has a staff that will help us, hold us as we enter into this practice of study, this path of inquiry. Which is which, he says. Unsurpassed enlightenment is a painting. The entire universe and the open sky are nothing but painting. So we could also say that unsurpassed enlightenment is a sound. The entire universe and the open sky are nothing but sounds and music. Or we could say unsurpassed enlightenment is a painting, a watercolor. The entire universe and the open sky are nothing but painting. All of it is about expressing insight, the heart of the way. Paint a rice cake is to express the teaching. Paints are the way that we express the Dharma. Maybe it's so simple as serving tea to someone we love. Maybe it's caring for others, cooking, sweeping, and marching painting and making music, dancing, speaking, writing, all of it, painting the rice cakes. So in this fascicle, it seems to me that Dogen is turns this old saying about not getting stuck in rhetoric and philosophizing about practice and turns it into an appreciation of the ways that we authentically express the Dharma in our lives. So what better time to do that now, when our lives are so different, when we receive so much input, but don't actually have a lot of opportunity to give out our own thoughts, our own expressions, our own drawings and paintings and music and dance, our own expressions. And this Ango, we have a chance to truly explore that within each of our own hearts and souls. We won't know it until we express it. You never do. So our Shuso and our brilliant Ango team have created a practice modality that's perfect for us so that we can really study this painting of a rice cake every day when we engage in these various expressive arts. And we will, through that, encounter the roots of our healing, the roots of our understanding. What is this about? How can I help? How can I serve? So we start tomorrow. How can we come to know ourselves in a different way? To enter the way by painting rice cakes, by listening and seeing and appreciating our life just as it is. I'll end with a verse. So many people in the world are sick, are suffering, dying. How can we help? Can we offer our prayers, our expressions, our paintings, and hold strong for the sake of this suffering world? I congratulate you for committing to this Ango, and I'm sure we're going to enjoy this and we're going to learn a great deal from expression.